Everybody, Jonathan here. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting. This week I will be presenting 4 beautiful guitars, and make sure you hit the like button. Let us know in the comment section below what do you think of the guitars that we are reviewing, and subscribe if you haven't already. In a couple of hours, we will also be presenting amazing concert by our dear friend Vera Danilina. I can assure you that not many people play guitar like Vera does. Make sure you stay tuned. So let's begin. The first guitar of this week is made by German guitar maker Dieter Müller. This guitar is from 2015. It has cedar double top, very dark and beautiful cedar, and Indian rosewood back and sides. This is quite lightweight guitar, and let's see how it sounds. Two things that strike me directly when I play this guitar are the volume and the easy playability. I mean, this guitar, obviously, it is a modern sounding guitar with dark and a little bit mysterious trebles, but the response is amazing. I will play some more. The guitar is responding very well to the vibrato of the left hand. good colors as well. Let's jump to the next guitar. The next guitar is built by Giovanni Tacchi, the son of Italian master luthier Andrea Tacchi. Giovanni has been building guitars for a couple of years now, and he has building a very, very high quality concert instrument. And it shows on this guitar. This is the Daniel Friedrich model. It has a cedar soundboard, of course, with the Daniel Friedrich style rosette and ornamentation, and beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's hear how it sounds. This beautiful guitar is really a very complex sounding traditional instrument. It has just 7 fan brace. And what I felt when I played this guitar was the trebles, they are very well rounded. What I mean by that is it has the warmth, it has the sustain, it has the clarity. It's just everything in one package, I'll say. And the basses as well. It's very direct sounding, punchy, and deep as well. Since this guitar was made in 2020, and you know, the guitar has developed over the couple of years, it was also well played in, I'd say. Amazing guitar, really. The treble, guys, amazing. So this is your chance, guys, if you like the Friedrich style guitars built by a very reputable guitar maker. Look no further. I think this is one of the best representation of Daniel Friedrich guitar. The next two guitar, I will ask my dear colleague Joyan Tarzaban to join me and help me to review the guitars and also share his opinion about the guitars we will be reviewing. The next guitar will be Michael Cadiz, left-hand guitar. We will try something, our best to represent the guitar to you. And the last guitar will be a wonderful guitar by our own luthier that is working here at Sikas Guitars, Daniel Fusesi. Amazing, amazing guitar builder. And let's go straight to it. So guys, as promised, I have here my dear friend and colleague, Joyan Tarzaban, maestro, doctor, bachelor, master.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for coming.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm very excited about the guitar that we want to present.
That's exactly why so beautiful. I asked you to come.
I mean, okay, you still didn't start with that, but I have to start with, it's so beautiful, the rosette.
Yes.
And we had also last week a guitar by Michael Cadiz.
Yeah. By the way, guys, this is a guitar by Michael Cadiz, American-born guitar maker who lives in Graz, Austria. And last week we were reviewing his guitar, the Romanios guitar.
Exactly, Romanios, the tribute to Romanios, and it was also amazing.
And this one is his own model. Again, this is traditional guitar, fan bracing, but with modern feature, such as elevated fingerboard. So this is a modern concert guitar, but still maintaining its traditional sound. Would you like to play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, can you even play?
So, oh, you're right. Oh my God.
This is a
left-hand guitar, and okay, we didn't think about that. How should we present a left-hand guitar? I will just play some. I will try to play some. No, it should be like. No, it doesn't make sense. So we will do it like. Complicated.
Jordan,
I think
Hendrix.
it's a very good practice for, I don't know, memory, mind, to play some chords backwards. So
yeah, you have to think everything like the other way around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the sound.
What I notice is, even though this is a cedar top guitar, it has the clarity, the brilliance, and you know, the lyricism of spruce top guitar.
Oh my God. Not bad. What? Wow. So was kann ich machen, ne?
Yeah.
It's a great pity that we cannot play properly on this guitar because it's a left-handed guitar, but it sounds really, really good.
This is the chance for you guys, the left-handed guitarists out there who's looking for a proper traditional sounding and modern concert guitar. I mean, when else can you get the readily built good quality left-hand guitar?
Yes, it's very rare.
Yeah. So, I'll say let's jump to the next guitar. So guys, the next guitar is built by our own colleague and friend who's working also at Sikas Guitars. He's the guy who is taking care of our Sikas instruments, Daniel Fusesi.
Daniel, play something cool.
Igenis.
Bravo!
And this is his instrument. It was built in 2016. And it has spruce soundboard and Indian rosewood back and sides. It was traditionally built And I'll say, what do you think, Joyan? I think Daniel is a great luthier.
He has incredible skills. Mm-hmm. And he has learned the guitar building with Walter Ferré, one of the biggest names in Belgium guitar making school. And you can see some very fine details, mm-hmm. and how clean this guitar has been made.
Yeah.
And I tried this guitar before, and mm-hmm. the sound was really mm-hmm. amazing. And you have to consider the price.
Oh, yes.
The price of this guitar. So for this value, I'm not sure if you can get any better guitar.
Exactly. If you want to know more, just go to our website.
But let's see how it sounds.
Let's see how it sounds.
Okay, come.
Let's see how it sounds.
Hmm.
Does it feel right?
Yeah. The sound is three things. I noticed directly three things.
Mm-hmm.
Very airy and full-bodied sound. Very nice color. And it also reacts very well to your fingers.
Angle change.
Exactly. And very balanced. Very well balanced
guitar. The volume is also great.
The color, the playability,
the response. I feel like the response of the guitar is just like, not only it responds very quick,
mm-hmm.
but it responds in a nice way.
In a nice way, exactly.
Because, the guitar has a good projection, good volume, without being like explosive or too boomy. I would say, mm-hmm. right? The guitar is just nice. The balance, you know.
I mean, before we try mm-hmm. this guitar now, I played just 2-3 chords, but now I'm even more impressed mm-hmm. by the sound.
Play something more.
Easy not to like this guitar. Do you want to play some notes on it so I can hear also the guitar tone from the other side?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like listening to this guitar from that side and playing it is different. You know, playing it is very, very enjoyable, you know?
But also listening is very enjoyable. I really enjoy... The tone is somehow very... I don't know if that word exists. Buttery.
Very, yeah, very, I agree.
Very silky.
I agree.
Buttery, very smooth.
Yeah.
But you don't lose in clarity.
Yeah.
You know, it's still very clear and nice volume, very balanced, well balanced.
Let me play a little bit more.
Yeah, please.
Easy to play,
easy to listen, easy to enjoy.
Exactly.
I think it's a very simple guitar, but elegant and nice to play.
I mean, it's very simple, but will fulfill all your needs.
Exactly. So, I think it's time to say goodbye. It sounds so sad.
Yeah, we'll be back next week.
Exactly. We will be back next week. And I hope you enjoyed the weekly guitar meeting. I hope you did a good job. I'm sure that you did a good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And please don't forget to leave a comment. As always, we are very curious about your opinion about the sound of the guitars. And leave a like if you didn't do that already. And see you next week. Bye.
Ciao.